Welcome back. Do less guests. This is episode 15, believe it or not. Can you believe it?
Howdy. You're good at remembering the numbers of all these different things we have going on.
Well, I usually don't remember that, but I did this time, and I'm proud of that. And
15.
We...
15.
I'm currently... There's a very nice woman here cleaning the house, getting ready for... She can maybe hear this, but she's going to... She's going to have a story to tell all her friends. And she's like, yeah, I think there's a podcast happening while I was.
And it's not Katie, if that's what you're thinking.
Yeah.
It's someone else, the different woman in the house.
I didn't pay for Katie.
Yes. Well, no. The ring was expensive.
Yeah, a lot of ways.
Was that fun to buy a wedding ring, an engagement ring?
No.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it would be.
What I appreciate, but also kind of backfired. I was like, because I kind of know her, and I was like, you know, I don't mind asking. I said,
so for your ring, I kind of know her.
I kind of know her. At this point, I was like, I know her good enough to do this.
I know her middle name. Yeah.
And I was like, do you just want me to go like pick something or like, what do you want? She's like, I was like, do you just want to like straight up pick it out and then we'll just get it? She's like, yes.
Oh.
So she was very particular. She knew her thing. She had it all picked out. We went to the ring guy and like, here's what she's kind of thinking and okay. And it would have been a lot easier if I just went and bought something because we had some painstaking meetings to get her perfect ring, which I'm being dramatic. I mean, she just had what she wanted. And to be fair, the guy, I think we found like a cheap ring guy. So I was happy with that. But you pay for cheap. So he was this old man. Like literally when he's looking at it, his hands are shaking. I'm like, can you design a ring?
Like the old guy from Toy Story trying to sew up Woody. Yep. It's I don't know if you're good at this.
But so it like came back the first time and it was funny because I got it and then I proposed and I knew when I saw it, I was like, this doesn't really look like what we showed him. And then
cheap ring guy.
So I proposed with it and she was like, obviously so happy. And I knew she would never say it. So I said it. I was like, by the way, I feel like that isn't right. She's like,
yeah, not even close, bud.
No, she's like, I didn't want to say anything, but maybe if we could get it. Change. So it looks great, but we're on version number two. Version one came back a little wonky, but
got an iOS update on it. Yeah, 2.0. What kind of ring do you remember? Like what kind of ring did you get her?
Diamond.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Good. That is a good mineral.
What do you mean? Just
like, aren't there different types of like shapes to the rings and like different cuts? Carrots.
That's what I thought, but this guy was just kind of like, carrots is the only thing I know. And he was just kind of like, I have this size diamond that costs this much that I found recently that's really beautiful. And I was like, and she wanted oval instead of circle.
Okay.
So he's like, I have this pretty oval thing for this much and sounded good to me. So I was like, cool. That's about all I did. So
I want to say now that we're talking about this, I feel like I saw a billboard a couple nights ago, I-35 North going to downtown. There's like a billboard for like, you know, Helzberg diamonds or something that's like, want to impress her, dangle a carrot in front of her, which for some reason, it just now clicking with me. Like at first I was like, like clever, witty, whatever. And now I'm like, wait, comparing your fiance to a donkey.
Yeah. You got an old Eeyore at home.
tired of the ball and chain. Get a bridle and a saddle.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sick of the old, old bag. Tie a piece of jewelry around her neck. Get a necklace. Like, seems disrespectful.
I appreciate the wordplay, I guess, with carrot. But yeah, I don't know if any woman's like, we should go to that place. I can't remember what they're called, but they compare me to a donkey, to a farm animal.
Oh, yeah.
We should go there.
Yeah. Which is ironic because Katie eats like a farm animal. All she eats is carrots. It's driving me nuts.
I got caught when I was 3 years old eating cow feed. Have I told you that before? Oh.
I ate my dog's food, so.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I've heard dog food's pretty bitter.
Recently I was with a friend and we were like somewhere where like, it was like an apartment. They had complimentary dog treats. I was like, I have a $20 bill in my wallet. Eat one right now. It's all yours.
Yeah.
And he just, without hesitating, put it in his mouth and started chewing. And we were all like, oh. And he was just like, I mean, it just kind of tastes like oatmeal or something. It's just kind of bland.
Oh.
And we were all like, well, I guess here's your $20. That kind of sucked.
Be a better sport.
Yeah. You could have at least faked like it was horrible, but.
Yeah, because I mean, dogs, they love their food no matter what you give them. They are just so excited about it.
Yeah, those classic milk bones, the ones that look. So I ate one in high school, again, kind of a funny thing, like, oh, and it doesn't taste like anything. So I don't know why the dogs love it so much, but more, it's just so gritty and dry. It takes you an eternity to chew and swallow that thing. How was cow feed?
I don't remember what it tasted like, but I smelled something that reminded me of it the other day, and I was like transformed. Like I went back. Like I know exactly kind of feed it was. Like my grandpa was a farmer and had different types of cow feed. I don't really know why, just to mix it up for him. Probably the same reason Taco Bell has five different things. It's just like, we know it's all the same stuff, but just so you feel like it's something different. But yeah, it was just, I don't remember what it tasted like, but I remember exactly like what it looked like. Just like long, skinny grains, but like some corn was in there as well, or at least it looked like corn. Mm. I don't know what it was. Something yellow.
If it looked the same coming out, it was corn.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, you were making cow pies. Like, Jake, get out here and fertilize the crops.
Okay, no problem. Yeah, my grandpa tells the story. I guess he walked in on me the first time he caught me eating cow feed. Jake, what are you doing? And I guess I looked up from the bucket and I've just got cow feed all around my mouth.
Most young boys have a different story. Your parents ever walked in on you and caught you?
Oh, like, yes.
Yes, it was so embarrassing. I was on the second bucket of cow feed. Like, wait, what? I was talking about something. Oh, no. Yeah.
Oh, wait. Yeah, no. I mean, embarrassing, sure.
We're talking about the same thing.
So. Yeah, he's like, Jake, what are you doing? I'm like, yeah, cow feed all over my face. Nothing. Were you eating that cow feed? No. Why?
Yeah, kids are so dumb.
So stupid.
I've heard
it takes forever to talk.
I have a friend who doesn't eat pork because I've heard several people say this. I am like, I love pork, so I don't care. But I guess pigs are among the more intelligent animals, and it's some like in their infant stages are like an infant pig is more intelligent literally than an infant human.
Oh, I think almost any baby animal is smarter than a baby human.
Right. That's my thing. I'm like, just eat the bacon. Shut up. But that's, I guess, what I've heard. They're not smart enough. We're slaughtering them.
I mean, we're at the top of the food chain. So I feel like we get to dictate what kind of goes on. As far as what we eat and what we don't. Like if dolphins are so smart, then they can start domesticating us.
Yeah.
Bring it on, Free Willy.
That'd be a wild world.
That would be a bummer.
Yeah, we're going to be robots' pets.
That's true.
I'll get to see you at the human park.
Yeah.
It'll be fun.
Go by the human park.
Take him to the human park. Down, boy, down. And I got a leash around my neck.
I
see you there. What's up, man?
That would be...
5 years. That's what's going to happen.
Not great. Yeah. I feel like that's another thing. People are pretty upset about like robots taking human jobs. But I mean, and that is true, but I also feel like, someone had to make that robot. Someone had to like come up with the software. True. Lots of people had to come up with software. I think it's just taking away different jobs. Like we're adding computer programming jobs and we're taking away manual labor jobs.
Right.
Probably. Yeah, that's my uneducated guess of what's happening. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. It is kind of strange, but it's like what Elon Musk keeps coming out is like within 5 years, computers are going to take over. Stop making them. You're the one doing all this.
Yeah, it's like, why don't we work on that Cybertruck more? That looks pretty cool, but you said 2024.
Yeah, these Teslas, eventually...
We're going to...
Y'all done?
Trey's got to go because of... I don't know. I'll just keep talking. I'm embarrassed to admit something I Googled last night. You guys know that I'm a little too into pickleball. And I was just thinking, I was like, this sport is growing so much and so fast, like there's got to be a way to capitalize on this somehow, like financially, you know. And so I'm like, are there any publicly traded pickleball companies? No, that was a pretty futile Google search. But I was like, well, I have this kind of background. Before I was working with Trey, I was in the YouTube scene doing. Hey, that didn't take too long.
Hey, thanks. Sorry about that. That's like I said, Lord knows
what she probably thought was happening in here.
That was a very polite knock. I was in the middle of telling them an embarrassing Google search of mine last night. It's actually a YouTube search.
Oh,
I searched pickleball trick shots.
Nice.
I was just like, wonder if anything's out there. Wonder if there's anything I can provide to this community.
Oh man. Oh no. Back to trick shots.
Going back.
You hit up Josh.
I need it. Relapsing.
I got to go back to the trick shots.
Turns out there's nothing, by the way.
I was listening.
Opportunity.
Oh,
There's really nothing.
I was listening to a comedian's podcast this morning. I keep hitting the Dulisco sign. I'll stop doing that.
Figure it out.
And they were talking about, somehow getting on about Steve Jobs' widow and his daughter. So I was like, and they were talking about them. So I was like Googling like Steve Jobs' widow. I was like, this is a weird thing to be Googling.
I don't like that I'm Googling.
Yeah,
this.
And I just stopped. But it is kind of terrifying. Like, what's your most recent Googles? Do you have your phone?
Yeah.
My phone's filming, so you're going to be the guinea pig here.
Probably a few weeks ago, I texted you. We made the cancel culture cops video.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the jokes in there was that I had indecently exposed myself to a woman. And, you know, the joke was that, oh, isn't this, this is my mom. That's when I was being born. So the things I had to Google to find a, like, naked baby who was just born, but not, like, birth photography. Yeah. It had to be like a raw picture. Young
tiny,
naked boy.
0 year old hanging brain in front of mom. He's just hanging brain, man. Remember that from The Office?
Yeah, Creed. If that's flashing, then lock me up.
Yeah.
So I said this when you're gone, but my most recent search was publicly traded pickleball companies. I'm trying to find a way to like capitalize on this sport.
Wow.
Oh, growing so much.
Isn't that funny? There should be a stock market for musicians or like entertainers.
Okay.
Which I guess like record labels do that investing, but what if there's a platform where like an individual, you want to stay independent and it's just you have the people fund you? Because ooh. I've found two artists now that I discovered them when their Spotify listeners were maybe 20,000 a month. And right. Now they're millions.
What are you two? I have one.
And I'm so proud of that. And I found this one song that had 500,000 plays. I found this song and I was like, this song is awesome. And I just, you knew it was going to be that song. And I shared it with everyone I shared it with. Was like, dude, and we were just, and it now has like 50 million plus plays.
What song is it?
It's called Walk by an artist named Quabs, K-W-A-B-S. The song, they did a remix of the song with like Fetty Wap on a track.
50 million plays? I've never even heard of it.
So it never really caught on here in America. I think it charted all over Europe. He's a British dude. Quabs, K-W-A-B-S. The song Walk. How many streams does it have?
Okay, hold on.
Well, it's awesome. You should play a little for the people.
Should I go Fetty Wap version? Or
just...
Okay, so original has 117 million. That's huge. And then Fetty Wap has 11 million.
Yeah, that I think the Fetty Wap was the obviously the attempt to like get it here in America,
like America
popping, yeah. But it just didn't, I guess. But play the first 20 seconds, and you're gonna get fired up, dude. You're gonna be listening to it for the next month.
Ooh,
yeah. You're gonna play this. It's that song you play on repeat for weeks.
Dude, I like this. It kind of sounds like your vibe a little bit.
Yeah, sure.
Dude, I like that a lot.
Yeah, 117 million. I listened to that one, had 500,000.
Wow, you did it.
And I showed it to all my friends, and it was our jam for a while. That one, and then J.P. Cooper. Have you heard of him?
No.
You definitely... I'm in the September song. Dun, dun,
dun, dun, yeah, yeah. Dun, dun.
You know that one.
Uh-huh, of course.
I first listened to it. It's fascinating to watch... I have a third one, too. It's fascinating to watch an artist go from... to see his whole trajectory, because J.P. Cooper, when I first found him, he was just doing these really indie acoustic key, just like kind of songs that I really appreciated and enjoyed, but it wasn't like going viral or anything. And he probably was just getting somewhere, you know, a few hundred thousand streams and stuff like that. And then he started popping off with September Song, or he'd like be on these kind of like EDM-y tracks, much more mainstream pop. Mm. And now he's on the radio and he's huge.
Wow.
And those first songs that I loved are gone.
Oh.
Yeah. It's like, I want to listen to them and they're gone because he rebranded and did this and like deleted the old library of songs. I thought it's like fascinating to watch.
Interesting.
Yeah.
J.P. Cooper. He sounds like a cowboy.
And then look up, if you don't mind, Gavin
DeGraw.
No. Listen, I've discovered this guy, Gavin DeGraw. Gavin, what comes? I forgot his last name. What comes?
Magnus.
No.
Haley.
No, he's like a redheaded dude.
D.
Gavin.
Says Gavin D.
Oh, he's not that big.
Gavin James.
Gavin James.
Okay.
Is he red?
Fifth one down. Super red. Red hair, red beard.
How many monthly listeners does he have?
Six. Million. Sorry.
Oh. 6 million. Yeah. I listened to him when he was barely anything. What's his top song?
Tired. There's also a Kygo remix. Also Boxes. City of Stars.
You may have heard a remix or something, but yeah, that's my, what's yours?
Surfaces.
Oh, that's
yes.
Sorry, Surfaces. That for people song. Don't know, that's the Sunday Best. How does that go again?
They have a couple.
Their big ones.
Feeling good.
Oh yeah, like I should. Then in circles all around the neighborhood. Do you know
that's
them?
Not even Sunday Best. That's just Feeling Good. I think
Feeling Good. Yeah, whatever. But do you know them?
We have plenty of mutual friends. It's a Baylor and a Texas A&M guy. Okay. And so I have some friends who grew up with them and yada yada. I heard about them that way.
That's crazy. Were they like camp guys?
No.
No, they don't. Okay.
We don't claim them.
Okay. Okay. Nice. Not a Christian camp people. So it's hard to root for them. That's what I heard. They just started blowing up this year.
Yeah. It just,
do you know anything more about them?
No, I mean, it seems like they've been making the same kind of music for several years, which that's always interesting to me, too. Like, The Weeknd is the same way. He's been making the same, like, type of music for years and years and years. And then suddenly, it's just like, bam, he is doing the soundtrack for 50 Shades of Grey. And he's just, like, this huge icon.
I think...
Like, how's that happen?
Music's bizarre because it's just so much luck, it feels like. I mean, obviously, they're making cool music, but it's a new sound that, for whatever reason, just popped off when it did. And and now they have it made.
Yeah. Made in the shade.
Do you know any one-hit wonders? That's what's interesting to me. I thought of recently, like, what's Lorde been up to?
Remember her? Yeah, after the tennis court.
What was her big song? Do you remember? Excuse me.
Dun, 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 dun. How did I don't...
We don't care. Royals.
Yeah, yeah.
Because there'll never be royals. Yep. I was like, but I think she's huge in like Australia or something.
Ah,
she's
down
like,
under.
She's from over there. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I remember. So this is the best piece of irony ever that remember the band or the guy Gautier, Gotye?
Yeah. He's a one hit wonder.
His one hit wonder was somebody that I used to know, which is perfect because that's who you are now.
Cut me off. Yeah. That song was awesome. He disappeared.
You are someone that I used to know.
It's fascinating to me that. There's these massive stars in other countries that we've never heard of.
Yeah.
Like there's, but is the US just such the like kind of entertainment mecca that if you're big in America, everyone knows you or not?
I think
really.
For the most part.
I think for the most part, but.
With movies and music. Yeah.
Like I saw this, there's this kid named Jay Park who was like born and raised in Seattle, but he's Korean and he tried to make a career here, but he'd go over to Korea and he's like a star there.
He's crushing it.
So like no, and I think he is starting. I've heard of him because I think he's starting to maybe catch on here a little. But he's like just Chris Brown over in South Korea. But then he comes back to Seattle. No one knows who he is. That'd be so bizarre.
Now he's just Chris.
He lands in South Korea, and he gets mobbed. And he lands in Seattle, and like no one says anything to him.
Yeah,
that's so interesting.
Wow, that would be interesting. Maybe you have that somewhere.
Yeah, it's like
you have like a pocket of fans.
Yeah,
and like
I fly to South Korea. No one says anything, but I step foot into Magnolia Farms, dude. Oh, it's gonna be chaos.
Yeah, you're outshining Chris Brown at that point in Magnolia.
The only place I'm trying to think. There's never been anywhere where I've been overwhelmed with attention. Probably the only thing was ACL.
Yeah,
just because there's 100,000 20 somethings.
Yeah.
So
if you guys don't know, ACL is a ligament in your knee.
Yeah. Wow, I've never even thought that. It's the same thing. ACL is a music festival in Austin. It is also a ligament. And, you know, so it's 100,000 people, and I take, you know, 100 photos in a day. So that math makes sense. But it feels overwhelming when it's every 20 minutes someone stops you and takes a photo. So it's kind of like, this is strange.
Well, two things. One, so I already told you earlier off the pod that my sister ran into you yesterday. But now that we're on the pod, I'll just show you. So she didn't just... see you yesterday. She actually took a video of you and with the caption, "I am so creepy."
Was it me ripping a single?
No, it's a little creepier than that. I'll just let you watch it.
Dude, is your sister a weirdo?
Oh, totally.
Does she have synesthesia like you, dude?
That's probably why. She's probably got something worse.
Oh What a freak, dude. I'm in my car through a through a restaurant window, through the car window. She's like laughing as she records it. This will be funny.
She knew. She knew it was weird.
Yeah, we were out grabbing a little food before the big kickball game, and I lost again. I got pretty upset. I'm going to tell this joke on next week's Do Less Guest podcast, so you'll hear it a day before. By next week, I mean tomorrow's, because this comes out anyways. But I got up to bat the first time. I ripped a foul off my leg, okay, straight left.
Okay.
And darn near murdered the golden doodle that was chained to the chain link fence from the opposing team. And then, you know, the dog did the thing where it's like scared to death and it's like the tail tucks its legs and it's looking around. And
but it's connected to a fence. You heard a
couple girls be like, oh. And I was so, dude, don't you love those moments when in a non-comedic setting, you say a joke and you just murder?
Oh, that's my favorite setting. Yeah. No one's expecting it.
That happened. And I just threw my hands up like this. And I shouted, that's how I roll.
People loved it.
The ump next to me, this kind of good old boy that we've seen him every week, so we know him.
JP Cooper.
He died laughing.
Really?
Yeah.
That got him?
You saw a couple other guys laugh. A couple girls were kind of like,
Just doubling down on your attempted murder of a dog.
It's like, clearly it was an accident. I had two options. I could go, sorry. Or I can just go, dare you to throw that one again, dude. Next time I'm not missing. The guy just died laughing. I was like, yes.
That is fun.
Do you have any moments like that you remember where you just murdered a room?
I mean, I just murder every day. Yes, that it's hard to remember. Yeah. No, my flaw is that I try too hard, probably with strangers in public. I'm like, well, this is an opportunity to try and make them laugh.
I kind of come off as a little too much, so no.
I've told the story, I don't think on any podcast we've done together, just on like Ghost Hunters, I've talked about it. But when we were in Omaha doing those like sample shows like last fall, I guess.
Yeah.
You were somewhat nearby, so maybe you kind of remember this, but we're going through like a coffee shop across the street from our hotel. It's randomly like super busy. And the way this woman's taking my order in the coffee shop, it's kind of like a Chipotle or Subway style, like almost like walking me down as I go of like, what do you want? What do you want? And so I'm like, you know, I'll take a latte. She's like, okay, you want that hot or cold? Okay, I'll take that hot. Okay, how many shots of espresso? I'll take just one. Okay, single. So we get to the register. She's like, latte. And that was hot and single, correct? And I go, you're looking at him. I was so excited because it was like, it was so quick. Yep. And then dead silence.
She's just like, okay.
I know the people around me heard. It's very busy. I know she had to hear. Maybe she hears that joke once every 6 months, but still, come on. A courtesy chuckle.
Yeah.
So I still remember that time I bombed. Nice. Hot and single. You're looking at him.
One of my favorite things.
That was awesome.
That is great. You deserve to laugh. One of my favorite things is a group of people saying the thing that I know everyone's thinking, but no one would dare say.
Yeah, this is more your thing than mine.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, it's my favorite. Like yesterday, we were at our kickball league, 30 minutes before, this people who have a little bit of a reputation for kind of maybe bailing on things, you know?
My least
30 minutes
favorite.
Before, they're just kind of like, hey, he's kind of like feeling a little ill, so, and, you know, we're just going to be uber careful and kind of not come. We're all kind of like, what? You could tell everyone was just no one responded to the text. You could tell. And someone was like, yeah, why aren't they coming? I go, oh, yeah, it says he wasn't feeling well. Or the truth, they don't want to come.
Nice.
And everyone was just like, what? Like, I love it because there's not, you see like some hidden laughs. One guy will just laugh because he appreciates that someone else is kind of like, stop. And I'm like, am I wrong? Like, no, but like, come on. What?
Most of us are saying it. This, yeah.
That's my favorite, dude. That's my favorite. Or we went on a double date with some friends and we had a reservation. This is less comedic and more, I just love saying what everyone's thinking. We had a reservation. We made 5 nights in advance. Hey, we're going to hang out Friday night. We'll grab a reservation. We're going to eat on the patio here. Great. So we show up to said place and they're like, yeah, we can't sit you on the patio for a while, but we got tables inside. And I was kind of like, and I to Katie, my wife, I was like, did you not specify patio? She's like, no, I did. So you go, but we had a reservation for the patio at 8 p.m. She's like, well, yeah, we just can't really guarantee that. I'm like, then why did you offer a reservation?
What does the word reservation mean to you?
But I did kind of say like, well, we kind of planned our whole evening for this and we have a reservation for the patio. So we'd like to sit on the patio. And then in a way that, you know, the sweet girl was like, we'll see. And I don't know. I just think that's, most people would just be like, okay, but I think it's, you just have to at least say the one sentence. So now they know, like, all right, we should get these guys on the patio.
They are interested in what they said they wanted 5 days ago.
We were with friends who were like so nice and they would have been like, that's fine. And we would have never sat on the patio. But I was like, no, we need to sit on the patio. We went to a place last night, post kickball, where, you know, so there's like 10 of us going to hang out and it's a big patio. They're all spaced out. Number one, it's a beer garden. Okay. So I'm walking through the beer garden with no mask and a guy like runs. He's like, where's your mask? Where's your mask? As I'm like 10 feet from the table. I was like, I didn't sass the guy, but I'm like, we're outdoors.
We're outdoors and I'm like at my table basically.
And so I quickly did this.
Yeah.
Which feels like the same thing. Like, I'll do this as I walk 10 more feet. He's like, we got a mask for you. Go back to the front, get a mask. So like, it felt like getting punished as like a sixth grader where like, you walked in here with an attitude, go back outside, check it over, start it. And you're like, why do I have to do that? That's what it felt like. So I walked back to the front, maskless. It's like, I'm spreading, if this is your concern, this is worse than me just going ahead and stepping the 5 feet to my table.
Yeah, a little counterintuitive there.
And then we get there, and as we have like seven of us, a few more show up, and someone kind of runs out again. They're like, hey, no parties more than eight.
Yeah.
And we were like, oh, well, I mean, we all know each other. Like, we'll cram on this table. We all know each other. And
We're good.
We just can't. And again, very nice people were like, it's fine. I'll move. I'll just like... And then a couple was like, yeah, we'll just go home. Like, we'll just go. And I'm like, guys, no, there's a place across the street that won't do this to us. Let's go.
We'll just go home.
And they were like, a couple of us already ordered. I was like, waitress, cancel the orders. and we left. And I was like, come on, guys.
Yeah.
So that's what I...
Parties have to be
we'll
over.
We'll sit over there in the corner and we'll leave. And I'm like, you guys are so nice. It's driving me nuts. And so we... in a nice way, I was like, could you please cancel order? We're just going to, you know, we just want to all sit together. You guys have your rules and that's fine. We're just going to go somewhere else. And they're like, that's fine. So we left.
See, I get upset at the different aspect of it. I get upset more at they made a rule for their own restaurant. Like the government didn't tell them to do this, but they said parties of eight.
That's why
they just made their own rule.
That's so silly. If the city was like, no more parties than eight, it's like, we'll make this work. We feel bad for you guys. But it's like, you just ran off a 10 person tab. I mean, how many hundreds of dollars is that for your business? For no reason, because we're all friends and we're all
and if just we agree on this table to it,
together. Yeah, so that was strange.
Getting pretty tired of all the rules.
Yeah, but the cases are going down. The masks seem to be working. Yeah. I guess I don't know.
I just football season.
My hope is that it continues to drop, and we're like, hey, we can do some of these things. Just keep wearing your masks, and maybe we can tour. Just wear your masks.
I want football season.
I'd be down with that.
I want a tour. I want to go to a sold-out show in Royal Oak, Michigan with 1,400 people.
Yeah, that's probably not going to happen. But okay. I think maybe half-full places. I don't know. That's the hope, man. But
and I need to get a new mask. Mine smells disgusting.
We thought about, dude, so like life's not that bad now, right? We can go chill in a patio and play a little pickleball. Oh. Someone mentioned recently, it's like, imagine if this gets worse again or the same again in winter. Like, what's your escape, dude?
New Zealand.
They will murder you at the airport there.
Oh, they're, I'm very slippery.
But really, they're not letting anyone there.
Yeah.
In there.
So probably not New Zealand. I'd go to...
I love Katie was like, because New Zealand has a female president or prime minister or whatever the heck. Katie's like, yeah. I mean, all the countries with female leaders are doing better.
It's true. Oh,
it is.
It's true.
I mean, I think more women involved, you know, it'd be a nicer place, you know, because if I'm in charge, I'm like, we're leaving now. And Katie be like, well, maybe just say it a little nicer. And it's like, okay, that's probably good to tell me that.
Yeah. I think before we forget this episode, we need to do our triplet tray triple. It starts with my own name. Why can I not remember this?
I don't know.
Triplet tray triple. This week we are doing your top three geological features.
Yeah.
I'll start. This is kind of a basic one. I know probably everyone's list of top three geological features. This is on it. But I am a sucker, Trey, for a rainbow.
Oh.
I think I've said it before on this podcast that I like sunsets because I don't understand how they work. That's how I feel with rainbows, too. And now that I'm saying it out loud, is that geology? No.
Yeah.
Stupid. I mean. But it's in the earth.
So it happens when moisture and sun collide.
Yeah, there's like what refraction is involved.
Now you've...
I don't know what it means, but you get to see just like vivid colors lined up so like linearly. It doesn't make sense to me.
So if you catch Duelist, God bless, Jake has a mental disorder.
Yes.
Or something where he's can hear colors or something. So, yeah, no, the rainbows aren't real.
That's just when birds are chirping.
Yeah.
I just see
when the birds harmonize, I see a string of indigo.
Transformed.
Do you know the colors of the rainbow? Go.
Roy G. Biv, which means red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, violet.
Hooroo!
Got it.
Dude, you are good at trivia. I would have no idea. I just remember indigo. Because nowhere else has nowhere else has anyone used or seen indigo.
Isn't it a form of...
I like that shirt. I like that. You look so good in indigo. That's pretty annoying.
Wake me up.
That's some kid's name indigo. For sure. Yeah. Indigo Kennedy.
Indigo. I saw a YouTube comment yesterday on one of your videos. It's like, his real name is Trinity Kennedy. I was like, that's funny. I don't get it.
Cool.
That's
funny.
It's funny.
That name. Works.
But yeah, I love indigo. A rainbow. And I will do better at incorporating geology into my next two answers.
Cool. Indigo. Sounds like a country in Africa. Could you, if I name a country,
yes.
Could you tell me where it is?
Oh, yeah.
See, I disagree. I've felt confident about this, but then there's a lot you didn't realize. All right, let's go with, I don't know if my phone's filming. I had a name of a country that I got confused on. Well, tell me where Trinidad and Tobago is.
Oh, I've been there. It's in the Caribbean.
Yeah, that's pretty
easy. Like you can see South America,
yeah,
but it's still Central America.
Where's
do you know where Madagascar is? We'll go back and forth.
Yeah, the island off Africa.
Okay.
Do you know where Ivory Coast?
Ooh, it's in the I don't know it for sure. It might be the Horn of Africa. It might be South Africa.
Yeah,
is it the Horn of Africa?
Yeah, okay. It's the west.
Yeah, okay. Your turn. Laos.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Is that a country?
Yeah, for sure.
I don't know. Yeah, that's enough of that. I could go on for how long? Angola.
Africa.
That's what I was thinking of that I wasn't positive. That sounds pretty African.
Yeah.
This one was tough. I had a tough time with Renango.
I've never heard of this country.
I made that up, yeah.
I was going to say.
Africa, easy. Where's that?
That is somewhere in Delaware, actually. Mm. A group of people came over and colonized it.
People don't realize.
Yeah. Lower state income tax. That's why they went there. Yeah.
One of my favorites is a massive hill. So if you didn't know this, I'm pretty positive on this. Don't fact check me, but Oklahoma is home to the biggest hill in the world.
That is the lamest fun fact
It's not. No, it's because the threshold from hill to mountain, they're within like 2 meters of it or whatever.
Okay.
And it is a sight to not really behold, but...
I was going to say, I've seen Oklahoma and I've seen mountains.
Some pretty... Oklahoma, okay. Oklahoma has some beautiful areas.
What part of Oklahoma is... Montaneous.
There is the Wichita Mountains down by Lawton, where the Comanche Indians once reigned. Oh. It is beautiful. That's where people will go hike and stuff. The Arbuckle Mountains is somewhere as
well. That sounds like an Oklahoma mountain range.
Going down to the Arbuckles.
Arbuckle. Have you ever driven like from KC to Denver or anything? Like, have you ever driven through Kansas?
No.
Because you go through... The Flint Hills.
Oh, the Flint Hills are beautiful. That's where I drive to go to Oklahoma.
Oh, okay. I mean, Flint Hills. Extremely flat. And it's like, these aren't hills.
Well, there's a few kind of,
Yeah.
I drove through the Oklahoma Panhandle once, and that is something else. I'll never forget when I stopped. I think this was a while back where you needed money or something. And it was a town literally called like Salt Lick or something, Oklahoma. Okay. That said population like 8. I'm not kidding.
Cool.
On the sign. And we stopped in this little convenience store. And I walked in. I was like, do you have an ATM? And there's probably 7 or 8 people in there. And they all laughed.
Really?
I got laughed at by an entire town. So that didn't feel good at all. And then I once drove to Mount Rushmore. So we drove across South Dakota. It's almost scary how little's out there. It's like, what happens if my car breaks down out here? Who's going to help me? There's nothing out there.
George Washington is legitimately your best hope at help.
Yeah.
South Dakota.
South Dakota. It is so, there's so little going on in the for the vast majority of the state. It's unreal.
I've driven, talk about desolate. So Las Vegas, people don't really realize, is in the middle of a desert. Right. So once you, if you've ever driven to or from Las Vegas, once you leave Vegas, I mean, it is nothing. It is flat desert. And that's just hot and scary as well.
Yeah.
Especially if you're in a...
I'm going to Vegas in like a month, dude.
Really?
Oh, I'm so excited.
That's sweet.
It's the annual boys trip. Got pushed, obviously, for obvious reasons. But, you know, mask mandates everywhere. I was like, hey, bros, you down to... I can still get it hooked up. You down to just...
Throw a mask on.
Throw a mask on and chill. And we're definitely at the age now where it's like our primary hangs are we'll just like chill by the pool and
like kick it out.
We're not going to clubs. We're not. So can't wait.
Dude, but what if the chain smokers are in town?
They're going to be started. Chain smokers are canceled. I'm not worried about it.
That'd be cool. Vegas would be awesome. I think that's the same weekend. I'm going to go to Yosemite National Park. So it'll be
beautiful.
Heading west.
I'm going to Utah. To see out, just staying in a cabin in the middle of nowhere.
That's right.
It's always fun. Right.
Utah's one of my favorite states.
Oh, I've never been to Utah. I'm getting close to being in all the states.
Yeah.
Especially with touring. We're going to hit them all, man. Can't wait for a show in Rhode Island.
Oh, yeah. They go nuts up there for comedy.
Mm.
Alaska's the last one I need
all
to hit.
All the Renongans up there.
I need you to schedule us a tour in Alaska. I need to cross it off.
That'd be fun. I got a DM from a girl in Australia today, and I wonder if I have enough fans in Australia to just go to like the two or three biggest cities for a weekend.
Yeah.
You know, fly out there, do the whole thing. Probably not make a lot of money. Just a great excuse to go out there. But I think I'd be terrified to do my jokes. Like how I know nothing of Australian culture. Is it very similar to America?
Do you guys have dog moms here?
Yeah.
No,
I mean, seriously, I'd probably have to shamelessly. I just hit up I was like, listen, Australia fan. Could you hop on a call really quick? Just tell me what's going on.
We do a 4-hour long set for you. And you tell me what works and what
doesn't. I've got to know. Do you know anyone who's lived there for a long time?
Yeah.
It's been a year there or something. Gap year.
The girl who I went down. That makes it sound weird. Whatever.
We went down under together.
Yep. No.
Under the cover.
Oh, I'm flustered.
No.
The acai girl.
Oh, okay.
She lived in Australia for 2 years.
She's the connect. We'll give her a call should I ever tour in Brisbane. I don't think that'll happen. That'd be fun, though.
That would be super cool.
Good excuse to go. Never been.
I went to Russia one time to perform in Russia's Got Talent, and I didn't make hardly any money. It was just like, this would be cool to say that I did this.
Is Russia terrifying?
It's not all that it's cracked up to be, and it's not even cracked up to be that much. So you can imagine what it's like.
It seems wild, dude. So much
of
it is...
very gray.
Yeah.
Like the food... the people, it's overcast constantly.
Yeah.
I'm not even like exaggerating to make this whatever. Like it wasn't a very colorful week of my life.
Yeah.
It's pretty gray.
It's so interesting. They have such a massive piece of land.
They do have some real estate. Not a lot of tourists going to Moscow. So I didn't even overhear other tourists or English for another, like for a week straight. I didn't really hear any other English speakers.
Do you just
speakers.
Only go to like St. Petersburg type of thing? Why does no one go to Moscow? Is Moscow just kind of a boring... government city?
I just don't know if many Americans care to go to Russia.
True.
In general.
I mean, I've never. We're gonna go. Yeah, we're so excited. We're taking off for Russia for 10 days.
Yeah.
Why?
You get to Cabo and Hawaii for $500.
That's true.
You know, you don't really need to go to Russia. Anyway, my second geological feature is a fjord.
Oh.
You ever seen a fjord?
I've fjorde.
Yes. Like a Fjord F-150 or anything like that?
Yeah, yeah. Those things, I still don't understand how they pull some of those cargo they do. What's a fjord?
It's like a Grand Canyon, but with like steady, big water flowing through it. Like a canyon filled with water. Like you could take a cruise ship through this canyon.
Wow.
Seen one in New Zealand, and it was freaking sick. And I want to go to Norway as soon as we're allowed to go to Europe and see some other fjords.
They're kind of known as the fjord people.
Yeah, I think so. The Fjordans. But I was in New Zealand and it had started to rain, which I was thinking like, this is a bummer during our like fjord cruise tour that it's raining. But you think about rain fall down, rain keep fall down, water fall down. So literally, I mean, thousands of waterfalls are forming around you.
Wow.
That was really, really cool. So big fjord guy. Built fjord amazing. Tough.
Built fjord tough. That sounds lovely. I'm going to go with lake. That's a thing.
No, I've heard of it.
Yeah.
Lake from State Farm.
I love lakes. I miss lakes. I'm amazed that in my network of people and their network of people, I don't know anyone with access to a lake, like a lake house.
Yeah.
I'm very devastated by that.
We just don't.
It would be very helpful in this summer, but oh well. I'm going to a lake in 2 weeks. We booked an Airbnb months ago.
Wow. You got a big, big travel boy.
I am. Yeah, it just kind of
I'll be a trick shotter like and you'll be a travel blogger for September. Like
I have a lot of travels coming up. Just well, this was planned for like 6 months, so that's fine. But then the Labor Day weekend was never supposed to be anything. There was going to be our wedding. And then we're like,
oh, yeah,
she's taking off work and, you know, let's just go somewhere. So we're going to nowhere, Utah. And then when I just asked, like, we just checked best available dates for all my friends for Vegas over the next like 6 months, and it happens to be 2 weeks after Utah.
Sweet.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
That's awesome. So you love lakes.
I love lakes, shallow, deep, big, wide. I grew up, I like the red dirt Oklahoma lakes. Those kind of lakes you can't even, 6 inches underwater, you have no visibility. Those are just what I grew up on. Hard to beat those.
Goggles have no like function.
By about this time of the year, the water's about 88 degrees.
Yeah.
You get in the water and sweat more.
I do like a hot lake, like temperature though.
Feels right.
I really do. Table Rock down in, Branson,
Speaking
Missouri.
Speaking of that, I saw that Iraq is experiencing, it was 125 degrees there yesterday.
No way.
And because of COVID, they're supposed to stay inside because of COVID and there's power outages. Why are we ever complaining? Imagine having no AC and it's 125 degrees. I don't even know. It's like people would die. I legitimately think
it's
terrifying.
Like there's a certain temperature. I don't know what it is. It's got to be lower than 125. I want to say, well, whatever. I know there's a certain temperature. Your eyes are the first thing to go. The material,
they
whatever
just
it
melt.
Is. Yeah. You go blind because so I was in Haiti. It's incredibly sad, but you know that, well, yeah, just so sad, whatever. There's a colony of people who are blind because they live in these tin houses and they get so hot in the summer and the tin just magnifies the heat that they've gone blind from the heat.
Oh, would it have been better if there was 12?
What?
Instead of 10?
I'm so lost.
Just 12 instead of 10 buildings. 12?
Oh.
You missed that one.
Jeez,
That was in poor taste. I'm sorry. When we stayed at the bottom of the Grand Canyon in August, it was like 115 down there. So that's, and it was like kind of shocking. And they had swamp coolers. So, you go in a building and instead of coolers.
I've never heard of that.
Never heard of that? So it's just, there are these units that just take the moisture out of the air and blow it. And so it's not as effective as like, so you go in that building instead of 115, it'd be like probably 85 degrees in the building. So it's not like
feels nice,
super
sure.
comfy, but it's better. But I was, part of me, when I was down there and I was like just hoping there was some kind of air conditioning or something, like it was alarming. I'm like, it is so hot. It is so uncomfortable. It's scary.
Yeah. I already talked about this earlier, a little callback. So I have driven outside of Vegas before when we were in the limo, we were in that car that didn't have air conditioning.
Yeah.
The worst. So I did an 80-day road trip in a car with no AC, but the worst stretch was driving from Las Vegas to Zion National Park in Utah because it was so hot in the Nevada desert that normally we just roll the windows down, but the air was so hot that it felt like you just turned a blow dryer on in your face. Like it was worse having the windows down. And so for about 2.5-3 hours, we rode with the windows up. And it was, dude, it was so miserable. I mean, we just sat there. I mean, just like this. I mean, and just waited for the road trip to be over. Our phones shut off because it was so hot.
Inside the car?
Yeah.
That's almost dangerous, bro.
It had to have been.
Dang, how hard are you sweating?
I mean, like dripping. I remember off my nose, just like dripping sweat. Just like, I can't wait to be done with this. It sucked. I mean, every thought is going through your head. Like, why am I doing this?
Holy crap.
Like all the things I like.
And you finally just like got out of the desert and it was better?
Oh my gosh. It was like holes finding God's thumb. Like
really?
Sploosh.
Where'd you get to?
Zion National Park. It was beautiful. Still to this day, my favorite national park I've ever been to.
And there was like a breeze.
Oh yeah. Because you go up in elevation. You're like 5,000 or 6,000 feet up. So it's so cool. 75 degrees. Oh, Springdale, Utah. I still remember it. We slept on the limo that night. It was awesome. We just wanted to be outdoors and enjoy it. Slept on top of it.
Yeah, that's like in the bottom of the Grand Canyon. It's like 115. You've been hiking all day. And there's like a creek coming down from the elevation, so it's ice cold, like crystal clear water.
Oh, mama.
And you lay in that. It was like the whole thing. It's like, oh, it was. Wow. Okay, what else you got?
Oh, my third favorite geological feature. I haven't even thought of it. Probably a waterfall. Oh, no, I already kind of said that. Whatever. That's.
I'm gonna go with butte.
Oh, what is that word?
It's a. I don't know what it is, but it is a feature, and I think it has a nice double meaning. Buttes are buttes. I don't know, dude.
I've heard the word butte, but I don't know.
It is. It's a thing. I think it's like a plateau.
Okay. Cool.
Kind of like how this episode's doing.
I feel like I remember that in like vocab words, like tributary, plateau,
tributary,
reservoir, butte. It was in that unit.
Tributaries.
They're nice.
You gotta have them if you're a river.
Especially if you're Katniss Everdeen. I volunteer as tributary. That's what she said.
Yeah. I've thought of that recently of, what were we talking about? I don't remember, but islands, dude. Like, is all North and South America combined one island? Why wouldn't it be? Why wouldn't it be? I live on an island.
I don't know if it is.
Because they're like, Australia's the only continent that's also an island. What's the restrictions of an island?
I thought, I don't know. I don't know exactly what Northern Canada looks like, but I feel like we got pieces touching like the Arctic Circle. I don't know what goes on up there.
I had this thought too. If truly global warming is real, I need to go buy a piece of real estate in Greenland now.
Why?
Well, right now it's just frozen. But Greenland is going to be beautiful in like 100 years. Pass that down to my kids.
100 years?
Yeah. I think by then it'd kind of melt and be pretty up there in the summer. So I'm going to summer in Greenland.
Why even wait that long? 20 years.
Isn't that crazy? Greenland's just a huge continent or a huge country that's just frozen.
That is a good like global warming plan. If things get bad,
yeah, you just go to Greenland.
Got a lot of real estate in Greenland. That's going to ice down.
Yeah.
My third one, I decided, is going to be volcano. Even though I've never seen one, I love the idea of it.
It's terrifying.
Like the earth spitting fire up.
Yeah.
And then if it spits enough fire up over like a million years, then it becomes an island.
It's like Satan's butthole.
Yes.
That's what they call them.
Yes.
I've heard. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think Kauai, which is a Hawaiian island, is Hawaiian for Satan's butthole.
Yes. That is. Thank you. That's where I heard that.
Yes.
That's why I want to go there. That's my next Hawaiian island I'd like to go to.
Yes. There was a spot in, well, never mind. Yeah. Kauai is my favorite place I've ever been. So you actually should go see it. Satan, say what you will about Satan, he's got a heck of a butthole.
Yep.
You got to
say what you want. We'll wrap it up with that. Episode 15. Thank you, Do Less Guests. Hit me up, like I said, at my text. I have you guys on text, 405-355-2050.
Hit us up if you want us to perform in Australia.
Yeah.
Dog moms are still available.
Do Less Guests out there. And we'll see you next Thursday, as always. Do Less, God bless.
Bye.